What do you
want? Here we are, back again, thinking about the last few holes in this extraordinary match between McDowell and Hunter Mahon. I really have lost all interest in the other matches because I have decided I know what's going to happen in them. So there's always the possibility that I'll be shocked by something out of left field. Molinari is two up on Fowler, going to the 17th. He's got 17, 18th ahead of him. That means the American has just pulled one back. So that match is far from over yet. But I'm going to treat it as if it's over. I think Phil Mickelson has already won, because I have to admit that all my attention has been sucked into the McDowell predicament. Now, the McDowell has got, you know, he's got a lot of experience of handling pressure. He really, you don't win the USPGA without being able to handle pressure in a really big way. I'm sitting here on my sofa with recording this on my iPad as my iPhone uploads another audio, previously reporting the previous hole. We're now treating, the television is certainly treating the Ricky Fowler match as alive. The 17th is certainly alive. So much is pressure on the Italian there, because two up with two to play in the Ryder Cup. Mind you, they're both inexperienced at Ryder Cup golf, but my goodness, what a pressure that really is. Now, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to treat this match as not a foregone conclusion, and I'm going to watch Ricky Fowler's shot to the 196 par 3 17th with great arrested interest. Ball comes in, looks like it's going over a field. It looks like it's gone out the... he's probably gone in very close to the hole with that shot. Yes, he has. He's gone into about 16 feet. And that is a powerful position to be in. Put your opponent under a huge amount of pressure when you come in to that close to the flag in a par 3. Even if your opponent is 2 up. Thing in golf is sometimes you're actually better coming from behind. Mind you, that does not mean that the American wouldn't trade places with the European. But here we have a man who strikes the ball absolutely beautifully. We'll see if his nerve has held up. He's come in over the brown patch. He's gone in. He's gone straight in there at the flag. He's outside the American, but it's a super shot. He even has the advantage of having the first putt. So that's pretty good, because that these two, he's Dormy too. He's got Ian Poulter giving him a big hug. And
some good drive at 16.
We're now just back to see Mickelson, who's 3 up and is going to win this match, I imagine. So I'm only dying to get back to McDowell and wondering why they're taking so long. Mickelson, meanwhile, has hit a wonderful shot, just rolling down the hill to about 9 feet from the flag. Tricky little putt, which the way he's putting today, he's likely to sink. Here is Zach Johnson to win the match. Well, it was way too hard a putt to hope that he would win the match. He read it perfectly, but he gave it too much weight, and the ball has gone past the hole by about a yard, maybe 4 feet. Okay, I catapult you to Hansen, who's 3 down on the 16th. In other words, he has to win this hole to stay in the match. I kind of don't give him much chance, although I think he's done terribly well to still be in the match. But I'm afraid he's just gone into the sand bunker on the left-hand side. I suppose if he'd hit the ball one more foot further to the right, it would have rolled down the hill towards the green, or towards the hole. I've turned off the sound on the television in order to force myself to focus on the shots and not be distracted by what's being said out there. The crowd are striding to get into the best position for the 18th. Molinari, meanwhile, is crouching low. Tiger Woods is rubbing his chin absolutely as if he was sitting there posing to be as a model. I look at the Italian and I think his face is very relaxed. I think he's in a very good place. He seems to have to be in the right kind of mood, because you can easily tense up over a putt. He's going to walk around this, he's going to do all the things that you have to do in order to get everything out of your mind except where you're going to aim the ball. All golfers, when they're coming up to vital putts, fall back, if they're really good, they fall back on their tried and trusted routine. The routine they go through for every shot, and they vary it at their peril. So here we have Molinari over the ball. I think this is actually to win his match. He's putted it up. It looks short to me. I'm wrong. It's gone past the hole on the left-hand side. He's missed it, but that's a gimme. And we now have that brilliant young American having to putt to save the match. Meanwhile, we go to Harrington, who's putting for a birdie on the 15th. He's four down, and he's just pulled a lovely putt to go to three down. So he's got 16, 17, 18 ahead of him, so he's not even dead yet. This is just all too much.